Blog Talk Radio.
Find yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger. When it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar. Your guaranteed solar power protection against nighttime predators. Visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Tuesday, March 30th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer.net. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, sign up for our monthly newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and visit our blog. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join the live chicken chat that's going on right now. We've got live chat room, we've got live video, and we've got live people all right there in the chat room. We invite you to come on in and sit a spell and have a great time. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That will get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name with Blog Talk Radio. Then you can come on into the chat room, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends that also keep backyard poultry around this great land. I also want to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list at Blog Talk Radio. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar. So today is Tuesday. Yesterday was Monday. And we are having a great week here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is now time to bring on my wonderful co-host and author, poultry advocate, and all-around great, great person, Pat Foreman. Hey, Pat, welcome back.
Oh, shucks. Hey, Whisperer, how are you doing today? You sound really good, as usual. But, yeah, you've been busy, I know, getting ready for the St. Louis trip coming up here.
Well, St. Louis is done, and Statesboro is done. This Saturday, we will be in Nashville. So, I was on a conference call this morning.
Silly me.
No problem at all. No problem. Hey, it's hard enough for me to try to keep up where I'm going to be actually going. If you asked me where I was going to be on June 5th, I would have no clue. If you asked my publicist where I'm going to be on June 5th, she'd be able to rattle off some, I think, actually North Carolina, I think, around June 5th. So she has my schedule throughout the year, and I just kind of know about a week ahead of time where I'm going to be and what I'm going to be doing. But that's okay with me. That's a little bit less stress on my plate. But, This Saturday, we're going to be leaving after the radio show on Thursday. We hope Friday will be a good, productive media day there in Nashville. Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., broadcasting live from Columbia Farm Supply in Columbia, Tennessee, just south of Nashville. And then a two-hour class from 10:30 to 12:30, maybe 1 o'clock, stretch it out a little bit on backyard poultry and all the great benefits of. And then autographs and pictures and questions and everything else. And then that afternoon, we'll maybe take a power nap, and then that night, we're heading over to the Grand Ole Opry to see Vince Gill. Yes, we are.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, was the Grand Ole Opry. I don't know. Louisville and Nashville, they're both such historical cities, and I love them both. I've been in them several times, and I sometimes they seem to have kind of the same flavor in a way. that old country, old pioneer taste. Well, I guess, have you announced, you haven't announced yet about Christine Heinrich.
I have not. You can go ahead and do that, unfortunately. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I talked with Christine last night, and she was sounded pretty husky. She's got laryngitis, and then we were going to wait and see how she felt this morning. Of course, they're 3 hours behind us here on the East Coast, so when I talked to her, she sounded and felt like she really needed not to be on a radio talk show. So she requested that we reschedule our discussion of the Polish breed till later on. And, of course, we're flexible. Everyone knows how flexible Chicken Whisper talk show is, so we'll do that. So meanwhile, we've got quite a bit of news coming up. And guess what I've got, Whisper? You're going to be jealous.
Let's see. What the chicken pox.
Thank God, no, I had that ages ago. That I'm way over that, so maybe I'll get shingles later on if I get stressed. But not chicken pox. But it's something I got on eBay. It's something you can't buy in a store, at least not easily. And it has all to do with chickens. Oh.
Let's see. You can't get it in the store. You bought it on eBay.
Yep.
No
longer made.
Oh,
so
no
I can
longer
genuinely
made.
Say it's an antique. It's over 90 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
a life-size statue of Colonel Sanders.
I think, let's see. How old is Colonel Sanders? No, that's not something that I'd particularly want to have. I know this is, but what I've got, one of my eclectic activities, you might say, is I collect antique poultry books and agriculture books, not just poultry, but also about agriculture and soil science books. And what I found on eBay, this gal was selling it through her grandfather's estate. She was just kind of clearing it out. And it's a bound version of the 1920 to 1921 poultry keeper. So I've got 2 years, about 90 years ago, magazines of the Poultry Keeper. It sold for 50 cents a year was the subscription rate, 50 cents a year. And it's got, and it's in perfect condition. I mean, the pages are a little yellow, but not badly. But I am, over these 2 years, it comes out every month, so there's 24 issues here. Every month has some really interesting article that can almost relate to what we're going back through today, to kind of go back to the roots when it comes to having backyard flocks. And, for example, some of the titles here are, they have an egg-laying contest. So they're talking about the final report of the 8th National Egg-Laying Contest. They talk about feeding hens for egg production. This is the Animal Husbandry Division. I mean, the ads in here are just a hoot. They're just amazing. There's an article that says the hen that lays is the hen that pays. So,
yeah.
And here's a really interesting article. Yeah, I mean, really, she better keep her, right? And there's a really interesting article I've read that makes sense. It says it's a quick method of obtaining accurate individual egg records without a trap nest. And that's something I've been kind of wanting to do this year with these Chanticleers that I've got. So it's just a wealth of information here. And I think when I in my estate, God, whenever I decide to transcend on, I'm going to specifically donate this to one of the poultry clubs or the poultry, either ALBC or the American Society for Prevention of, what is it, PPCA, Society for the Protection of Poultry Antiquities, that Christine Heinrich is the keeper of the flame for. She's their historian. So anyway, I got that off eBay. I'm just so pleased. There's an article
Wonderful.
Here even in November 1920 about the backyard flock. Look at that. And you know what they've got? They've got a garden in front of these stationary coops and stationary runs. And you know what happens with that. They do have some chickens that are out on pasture, because that's the way they kind of used to raise them. But they do show a lot of picture of those old, stinky stationary coops and stationary runs. But someday I'll let you look at this.
when our cross may pass.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of one of my little treasures. It just came, so I thought I'd throw that up. So anyway.
Very nice. One day I may be so lucky to take a look at that. Awesome.
Someday when we meet, you know, a lot of people don't realize we've never met. We've probably spent more time talking to each other than most other people, but certainly seen each other through Skype, but we've never physically met yet.
Yeah. And I'm sure we will meet probably sometime this year, if not, maybe even at the Ohio National Chicken Poultry Show. So I got to put that on my. In fact, I got my Backyard Poultry magazine in the mail yesterday, and I was flipping through that and saw an ad for the Ohio National, so I just had to make a mental note to make sure I go ahead and let those good folks up there know that I'll be probably attending that some way and get that set up in there on their schedule of events, broadcasting live and all that kind of stuff. But, unfortunately, I'm saddened, too, that Christine Heinrichs can't be with us today to talk about the Polish breed chickens. Everybody was really looking forward to that because very unique and almost comical-looking Polish chickens, and they're pretty popular on the show scene as well, speaking of the Ohio National. But in lieu of that, we will have we'll try to fill the hour again. This was kind of a little bit last minute, so bear with us, listeners out there in Blog Talk Radio land. And what we're going to do is we'll have a good bit of chickens in the news, but because of that, we're going to give away some really cool prizes. And so if you are live in the chat room, give me 1 second. I'm going to kind of show you via the webcam what we're going to be giving away. So let me kind of get to the prizes over here in the big prize bucket here in the Chicken Whisper studios here. Hang on 1 second.
I like the prize bucket. That's a great idea.
The prize bucket. Okay. This will be a little bit later when we go to after Chickens in the News, and we'll start giving away some of these things. But we've got a really cool, as you can see there in the video, a tote bag.
Oh.
Yep, a really nice tote bag with the Chicken Whisper logo on it. And it also says our slogan, Power to the Poultry. So we've got a, there you can go. You can see it in the video cam there. So we've got a tote bag that we're going to be giving away. And then, there's more. Order now. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and you will also get, now, in another contest, we've got a Chicken Whisper hat. This is a, let me see if I can get it to the video here. You can see it's a white hat. It's got the it's not Velcro. It's a very nice kind of clasp in the back, based on the size of your head. And of course, my wife says some days, depending on who calls me, and sometimes she has a hard time sitting in the car. My head's so big, she states. But that's neither here nor there. But here you have a nice Chicken Whisper hat. It's white. It's got the logo right there on it, and it says Power to the Poultry across the logo. So you've got your hat, one size fits most. And again, with me, depending on what day it is, one size fits most. And let's see. I may have another hat or two that I can give away. I've got a really nice, and it depends on how much time we have. Hang on 1 second, and I'll reach over into the prize box here. Hang on 1 sec. This is a really nice hat, too. On the front, it's got the Purina Sunfresh Recipe logo on it with the checkerboard. And look at here. Look what the Purina did here. On the very back, it says
Chicken Whisper.
Yep, right across the back over the and again, it has a nice clasp there, so you can adjust it to the size of your head. Two awesome hats. So there's a yellow one, kind of not quite like mine. We probably will never do exactly my hat because I'm having a hard time finding somebody to replicate it and be affordable. We can get you a hat just like mine. Beautifully, it's a really nice quality hat. It's beautifully embroidered, Chicken Whisper across the front. It's got a really nice embroidered chicken over here, a rooster, and then over here it's got a really nice hen, and then across the back it says Chicken Whisper. But to have these made individually, they're around $30. Yeah, stroke time, really. And so, but they are top quality, and like I said, I've got a few of them, but they last so long. They're very nice. Yes, someone put mine special only for the boss. And I don't know about all that, But if we can find somebody that can replicate these, then for a decent price, because y'all know about me, there was no way I was going to have my listeners pay $15 for a coffee mug, and that's why it took so long to get a lot of this gear done, because we wanted it to be affordable, like this awesome that I'm wearing now on the webcam. You can see this awesome 100% cotton T-shirt with our – I mean, look how big that logo is. It's huge. It's like a 9-inch across logo, and at the bottom it says Power to the Poultry. I mean, $10 on the website. Can't beat that with a stick. You go to these concerts, and you're paying $20, $25 for a T-shirt because it says, I don't know, Led Zeppelin on it or something. So, I mean, here's a great value. Worked a lot, worked really hard on that. So wanted to, so I'm kind of proud of the t-shirts and the deals that we got. Coffee mugs, $8, shirts for $10. I think the tote bags, $10. The Chicken Whisperer hat, I think, is $10. So, that we're going to give away today. So yeah, we just, and I think a lot of people in the chat room actually did get their Chicken Whisperer gear over the weekend. We mailed some out last week, and hopefully everybody is pleased with the quality of their Chicken Whisperer gear, which you can also buy at chickenwhisperer.net, chickenwhisperer.net, and get all your Chicken Whisperer gear there. And we're going to be adding to that over the next course of the summer. And yes, maybe some sweatshirts and some hoodies for all you folks in the north and northeast and northwest. So we'll try to do that. And I know people in the south wear hoodies and sweatshirts, but it's not really the season coming up for sweatshirts in the south. But we're open to that, and we'll try to.
Yeah, Whisper, I got a question for you. I've never seen you this way before, and I almost didn't recognize you when I brought the cab cam on. You don't have your bibs on.
Nope, I absolutely do not, and so
that's the equivalent of you know, not being dressed on the show. It's like it's almost a shock.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you look very handsome even without your bibs.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I was so busy this morning. I was on conference call after conference call talking about the Nashville event, getting the dealer set up, equipment required, and travel and things like that. I had an interview yesterday actually with the Tennessean, the newspaper up there, the Tennessean. I was just really busy, and so I just this is what I had on when the radio show started, and by golly, that's what I've got on. So yeah,
it's
no bids.
Totally appropriate.
This may set a record. How many radio shows have we done? And and
this is the first.
Still, yeah, I think
is,
so.
Is this the bit. First that you haven't worn your bibs for the radio talk show?
I think ever in the history of man, we've been doing the show over a year, well over a year, and this may be the first time ever. Hey, you never know. So, but hey, I do have my Chicken Whisperer gear on. Chicken Whisperer gear. There we go. How about
you
that?
You do.
Chicken Whisperer gear.
Yeah, you are so farm fashion cool. I love it.
What kind of chickens in the news do you have for us today, Pat?
Well, Christine had asked me to convey something. Martha Stewart is going to be having a backyard chicken show, and Christine, I'm going to post it here on the website, but Christine asked that we just announce that. It's going to be coming up this Tuesday. Let's see, let me get the dates right.
Today.
It's going
to
be April 2nd. Oh, I have April 2nd.
I think it's airing today, though. I mean, they're recording it today, I believe.
Oh, well, that might be. That might be. Mm-hmm. Well, and then it goes on the air April 2nd. And it's going to have Terry Golson, who wrote a little book called Tilly Lays an Egg. It's a sweet little children's book. And it's about one of her chickens that lays an egg, and then how the child is just so enamored with that. And there's also a webcam that you can see Terry's chickens on. So that's from Christine Heinrich. She felt really badly about not being on today, but she did have that bit of news to put on there. So I'm looking forward to watching that. I'm hoping to be able to pick it up on my computer since I don't have TV. But anyway,
I don't even
so
know
news.
If I get Martha Stewart show here. But yeah, that's a completely different story. I had to I sent Martha and her group a not so nice email. I think it was about 2 weeks ago, based on some issues that we won't talk about on the air right now. But yeah, I think they're actually recording the show today in studio, and then I guess it may air on the 2nd. Maybe that's how that works from the information that I've gotten, because they contacted us to promote the show. And so, in fact, she contacted a lot of people across the country to help promote her show and this show, and to try to get us to use all of our contacts and all of our folks to promote her show. And then so some people across the country got very angry that they came to them to use their resources, to use their time and labor to try to contact the folks they have worked so hard to get, but meetup groups and other things like that, not specifically myself by any means, but feedback I've heard from other people that they've contacted to try to promote their show. And then the leaders of some of these meetups and groups and websites were not even though they did the legwork for the show, did not even get invited on the show. And so there were some other issues that I'm not going to get into, but so I know that the process left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths, if you will, regarding the way they handled the promotion of the show. So I'll just kind of leave it at that, and I just sent them an email just kind of giving them my 2 cents worth, very kind of, I guess if you want to say politically correct, but to the point. And so, but I thanked her for doing a show on backyard chickens and backyard farming, which was actually going to be a show. I think they're taping today. And on the second, I will definitely tune in and see if I recognize any people. Right now, I think that Tracy with My Pet Chicken is actually going to be on, which is great. Love Tracy and Derek over there. In fact, I got an email from them a couple of days ago about, you know, we're doing, and I think I put this in the chat room yesterday, that we're going to be doing some coop giveaways and some chicken coop contests in partnership with My Pet Chicken. In fact, I believe the numbers I've looked at, they're going to be donating 3 or maybe even 4. They may actually donate 3 chicken coops for the radio show for contests over the next 3 months. So each contest may be a 30-day contest for each chicken coop. And then they may actually donate one to me for my backyard. I'm going to do do a video product review on one of their coops. So yeah, my pet chicken, great folks over there, Derek and Tracy, love them. Very supportive of the radio show and backyard poultry. I'm so glad they're going to be on Martha, which is tremendous. And so I wish them all the best. But I think they've from the email I got from Derek, going to be donating some chicken coops for us to give away here over a 3-month period. Here. So we're going to have a really, really fun time. So definitely. Okay, chickens in the news. Let me see. I'll go through this one here. This comes to us from JS Online from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Journal Sentinel. And backyard chicken fans look to set clucks forward. This comes to us from March 30th from Karen Herzog. One could argue that a class at the Urban Ecology Center Monday night on raising backyard chickens put the hen house before the hens. It's illegal to keep chickens in Milwaukee, but by the time the two-hour class dismissed, it was clear to the 100 people there to learn the finer points of keeping egg-laying hens had a broader goal in mind, lobbying to legalize them. A petition was passed. Organizers stepped forward. So here we go. Over 100 people at this event showed up. We at our event in St. Louis, we had over 300, and we had about over 40 in Statesboro. We're looking. Hopefully, we'll have a great turnout in Nashville. I got those press releases to go announce a little bit later for Nashville and Dallas. I got now the Dallas press release, but here's 100 people that stepped up to actually to want to learn about keeping backyard poultry, and now they're stepping up to try to get the laws passed in Milwaukee, which is great. Nick Kovac, who has been sitting on a proposed chicken ordinance for months, waiting for the right time to hatch it, attended the meeting, as did Art Dahlberg, commissioner of the City Department of Neighborhood Services. Dahlberg wanted to learn about sanitation and health issues. The class featured Ron Keene, a University of Wisconsin-Madison poultry specialist who appeared as an expert in the documentary Mad City Chickens, Great Folks to Shy and Robert. If you haven't seen that movie, you definitely want to get that. Mad City Chickens, super, super movie about getting laws changed in backyard poultry, which detailed Madison's successful drive several years ago to legalize chickens at the urging of urban local food enthusiasts. Dennis Lucas, I can't even pronounce his last name, Dennis, of the UW Extension also spoke. Kovac told the group that he wouldn't name names, but that some aldermen have said there is no way they'd support backyard chickens in Milwaukee. Now, see, here's a perfect example of what we're against. This is a great article because it pinpoints a lot of different things. She said some of them have said, quote, There's no way they'll support backyard chickens in Milwaukee. Now, have they ever owned chickens? Do they know what we're talking about? Are they thinking about a 50,000 chicken commercial chicken coop? Are they talking about five chickens in the backyard? Do they have the facts? Do they have the rumors? Do they have the hearsay? Do they have the stereotypes? So that's what makes me mad, is you already have people here that are elected to serve the people, to make a right and educated decision, and they've already got their minds made up, probably having absolutely no knowledge at all on the backyard poultry movement, what we're talking about regarding that, and here they are already with their minds made up, voting. Regardless, I mean, the majority of people may actually be for backyard poultry, but these folks who are elected in office automatically because of their personal experience or their personal knowledge, which obviously seems to be limited on backyard poultry, is already saying no, they are not going to vote for it. I mean, how corrupt is that? Others on board with the idea, he said, and enough phone calls can make people change their mind. Well, we know all about how phone calls and emails can work and help people change their mind. And it's not really changing their mind. It's educating them on what they're voting on. They have absolutely no clue. And so we have to educate them, send them pictures of our coops, our backyards, the chickens, the benefits, the whole nine yards, send them a book or two, let them get educated. So then they can make an educated decision on the facts, not rumors, hearsay, stereotypes, or anything like that, that they may have in their mind, their mindset about keeping backyard poultry. If Madison can figure it out, we can figure it out too. He said there's no timeline for introducing a proposed chicken ordinance. Several cities, including Madison, Minneapolis, Chicago, allow backyard chickens, and of course Atlanta. Cities require that those waiting to keep chickens get a permit and take a class. So, I mean, how simple is that? I'm not against having someone take a class on backyard poultry. I'll step up and start teaching it right now. Already doing that anyway. Discussions in Milwaukee have barely scratched the surface. The Common Council passed a beekeeping ordinance on March 2nd that supporters said was the first step towards sustainable urban agriculture. Originally, the ordinance was intended to be a joint honey and eggs ordinance. Bees were easier, and we knew chickens would be more controversial, he said, because, you know, the stereotypes that come along with keeping chickens, because people understand or they see more often than not these big commercial chicken houses that have 50,000 chickens, not five in the backyard. So a chicken underground, as it is called, has existed for years in Milwaukee and suburbs. These are people keeping chickens under the radar, where some residents keep hens quietly. Hey, only roosters crow, they said. Shorewood pecked away at a possible ordinance last spring, but ultimately decided not to allow chickens to roost in that densely populated suburb because of opposition. Also, there were a few properties large enough to meet minimum setback requirements, which Milwaukee also would require. So it's really a pretty good article, but it lets people show some of the overall good letter talks about some of the naysayers and a perfect example of how some people with absolutely no knowledge at all, backyard poultry, they're automatically saying, oh, I'm not going to vote for that. And they have no clue what they're even voting on. Huh, sounds like Congress, doesn't it? So, but it's a local government. So anyway, that was my chickens in the news. I know you have a couple to share with us. Pat, why don't you share a couple with us? We'll go to commercial break after that, and then we'll come back and give away some of these great prizes.
Yeah, I've got two especially really interesting ones. This one is, it says, this comes from Science and Technology News, and it says, a bit of duck DNA might protect poultry from the flu. this is genetic engineering coming at us, but this sounds like a good thing. Influenza has for years raged the domesticated chickens, and now scientists suggest that a small piece of duck DNA might protect the farm birds against the virus, and that would thus save the commercial flocks and lessen the possibility that humans could be exposed to dangerous strains of the disease. And it was published published online March 22nd from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and they found that the key influenza-fighting gene in wild ducks is absent in chickens. This is goes along with the Chicken Genome Project, and they say genetically modifying chickens with a copy of that gene just might render them resistant to the influenza A, which is the most common form of flu that affects humans. And they went on to say that ducks and other wild birds, generally they carry the virus, but they don't have any ill effects from the virus. So that might be a solution that would ease both backyard poultry keepers' consciences as well as the commercial flocks. So, flu-resistant chickens. I think that we'll have to follow that along, because if that does happen, that could mean quite a boon. But then eventually some other virus will come along. I mean, I think it's kind of hard to raise animals in that kind of a confinement, intensive space without something breeding and causing chaos. And then this other article comes from the Washington Post, the International Washington Post, and it's about Maryland politics. And this follows on with something that we have been discussing earlier, that lawsuit on the Eastern Shore that's about pollution. Remember, the family farm and Purdue poultry have some litigation that have been filed against it by environmental groups. And this says Maryland politics, and it's new. What it is the Maryland Senate, this is so amazing, the Maryland Senate threatens to cut the University of Maryland's law clinic over the big chicken suit, and big chicken is capitalized, big chicken suit. The latest case study is playing out now in Annapolis, where the state Senate wants to impose greater scrutiny on the University of Maryland's environmental law clinic. Why? Because apparently it's the law clinic's recent pro bono work for an environmental group that is suing the Eastern Shore chicken farmer and the poultry giant Purdue Farms. In this lawsuit filed earlier this month, the Assateague Coastal Trust alleged that waste running off from the farm near Berlin, Maryland, and where the Hudson family raises their chickens for Purdue was fouling the Pocomoke River and downstream, and then it flows into the Chesapeake Bay, carrying both bacteria and fuel for oxygen-sucking algae blooms. A few weeks later, legislators proposed taking away hundreds of thousands of dollars from the law school's budget unless the clinic spells out exactly who it represented and how much it's spent on each client. So apparently the politics are coming in on this, and they're being arm muscled to pretty much drop or disclose how much they're supporting the people that are putting the lawsuit against Purdue. And if it goes through this particular legislation, the law school could lose up to $250,000. $250,000. And it says here, it's better than it was, but it's still a pretty big abridgment of academic freedom. He said the language amounted to a threat. If you guys are getting involved with issues that we don't like, or if you're bothering people that we do like, we want you to shut up. That's a quote from Frosch, one of the, he's a senator from the Maryland. So the law professor, Rena Steinzer, and she's former director of the Environmental Law Clinic, said she thought the measure was an attempt to be bullying the clinic. It's not acceptable because it's an effort to chill and intimidate us for taking cases that cause what they perceive of as trouble in Annapolis. So anyway, it seems like Purdue's message to the legislators was that this kind of lawsuit filed against one of our farms is the biggest threat to agriculture of the past 50 years. I mean, how's that for politics? Mm-hmm. So they can pollute the bay. There's Chesapeake Bay, as we know, has huge dead zones. A lot of it, most of it, is due to agricultural runoff. The environmental groups and nonprofit groups are filing lawsuits. The University of Maryland is providing pro bono work from their law school and their law clinic, and now the law clinic is being threatened by the Maryland Senate to cut their funding if they keep helping out the environment. I mean, how crappy is that? Anyway. Okay.
It's amazing, I guess nothing much surprises me anymore. But it's just, you know, it's amazing. And I've said this a lot about many different things, many different subjects. Unless it affects the pocketbook of, I think, the majority of Americans or a lot of Americans, nobody's going to care. You know, people driving around, I have nothing against BMWs, but, you know, again, the stereotype, which is bad on Andy. But, you know, they have their pool, they have the huge 5,000-6,000-square-foot house, or have their BMWs. And so nothing, you know, unless it affects their bottom line, oh, oh, wait, we're not going to be able to go out and spend $400 on dinner tonight? Oh, my gosh, and then this is an outrage. So I think a lot of times it boils down to, unless it affects their bottom line, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. As long as they can keep putting everything on their credit cards and do everything fine with that, and they can still have their pool and their six cars, and then, you know, it's I don't know, it's just, yeah, unless it affects people personally. And I'm going to use a bad example here, but I think, yet it's a good example, because I've experienced it, and I think many people in America have experienced. Yes, people are concerned and truly care. Let's just use cancer for an example, because, oh my gosh, I think cancer has affected every family in the world one way or the other. But I think until it truly affects you or your immediate family or somebody, then, you know, how many times do we see, oh no, Johnny has cancer, now I'm going on a cancer walk? You see what I'm saying? It's like, and we're all guilty of that. But I think until it affects us, it may not be as big of a deal. It may not, and I think that goes with anything across the board. My mom has this disease. Now it's time to be proactive. Now I need to start a nonprofit for this disease, or now I need to go on this walk, where before it was still equally as important to thousands, if not millions, of people. But it's like, you know, until it affected you, it didn't seem like a big deal. But yeah, maybe you cared, but you didn't get all up in arms until it affected you. So in using that kind of relationship with some of the other things that are going on in the country, until maybe it affects them personally, they're not going to stand up. They're not going to create a foundation. They're not going to donate money. They're not going to try to stand up for their rights until it affects them. I don't keep chickens. Why do I care if they're allowed or not? Okay, well, let's go ahead and ban. In fact, let's start this. We're going to go ahead and ban red BMWs in America. Now let's see how many people who own red BMWs stand up and fight. Up until this point, it was never a problem, until now all of a sudden there's somebody proposing to ban red BMWs. So you know, now it's going to affect a lot of people. Now they're going to stand up because they might, you know, be banning red BMWs because they're more prone to whatever. So, again, that's kind of my two cents worth, and just from my experience seeing things go on, not just with backyard poultry, with the other things, and unless it affects their wallet, or their way of life, or their quality of life, or whatever their happiness is, it's not going to be an issue. It won't be important to them until it affects them somehow. And I use that illness and cancer so many ways in that example, because I've experienced that too, and I've seen it experience other people. It's like, until it affects you, it may not be a big of a deal for you until it affects you or someone in your family. So it's just it's interesting how that I've seen that pan out, not just with me and my family, but other families as well. And in the chicken world, and in taxes and everything else, until it actually affects you, You may not even care about it, but once it does, then all you're up in arms and you're all gung ho and things like that. That just may just be, you know, life. You know, maybe that's just life, and we have to understand that and get through it. We're going to take a commercial break, and we come back, we've got lots of prizes to give away. I've got some feed coupons. I've got some Power to the Poultry Chicken Whisperer hat and tote bag. So we'll be doing that as soon as we come back after this short break. Of course, we are, unfortunately, Christine Heinrich is a little under the weather, laryngitis, so we hope and send our prayers to her, and that she gets to feeling better, and she'll be able to join us next month and talk about the Polish chickens that we were going to talk about today. So, Christine, if you're listening, we miss you. Get to feeling better. Our thoughts and prayers go out to you. Take care of yourself, and we'll be back right after this short break.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
One of the biggest responsibilities we have as backyard poultry owners is to keep our flock safe from predators. Sometimes this is easier said than done. Until now, costing only pennies per day to operate, Night Guard Solar is completely weatherproof and will provide complete predator protection for years to come, using daylight or sunlight to power itself. Order your Night Guard solar lights today at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Night Guard Solar would like to extend a special introductory offer to all the Chicken Whisperer listeners. Get 4 Night Guard Solar lights for just $100 plus shipping. That's a savings of $20. All you have to do is mention the coupon code WHISPER when you call an order. Take advantage of this great special right now by calling 1-800-328-6647. That's 1-800-328-6647. Or visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for joining us today and staying with us on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Today, of course, is Tuesday. Christine Heinrich was scheduled to be on, and she's feeling a little bit under the weather. She was going to talk about the Polish breed chickens, and unfortunately, she is ill. So send your thoughts and prayers out to Christina Heinrich, and if you're listening, Christina, we hope you, Christine, we hope you get to feeling better and have a quick road to recovery so we can see you next month when we can talk about the Polish chickens, very, very popular breed out there across the country. It is now time. We're going to go ahead and give the, let's give the hat away first, Pat, and I think the first question is going to be, what is the longest flight of a chicken? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just chicken.
You're brutal. You're absolutely brutal with that.
So somebody actually in the chat room started that, so I was just reading what they said in the chat room.
Yeah, I've got egg on my face. I admit it. I've got egg.
No. We're just having fun with you. Okay, this is, might be a little bit difficult, but, you know, on occasion, as soon as the show starts, I'm talking about right after the theme song, before I even announce or do anything lately, I've issued a secret password. Today's secret password is, kind of brings me back memories of when we gave away that great Horizon Structures chicken coop back before the Christmas holiday. So I think yesterday we did have a secret password that I announced right after the music played.
Right.
And so if you know yesterday's secret password. In fact, this is a tough one. I'll give you the choice. Either the Sunfresh recipe yellow hat chicken whisperer, the white hat with the chicken whisperer logo on it with power to the poultry, or the chicken whisperer tote bag. You have your choice. And so if you can call, let me go ahead and give you the number and tell us what yesterday's password is, because we didn't get around to giving away anything yesterday. 347-637-3237. We'll take caller number 6. 347 937-3237. Call us right now if you know what yesterday's secret password was. And, I mean, right after the beginning theme song music, I've started giving a little password to all the people who come and listen on time. So there's a benefit. You might win a special prize by tuning in on time every day with me at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Caller number 6, if you know yesterday's secret password, give us a call. As soon as the number 6 lights up, I will go to the phone calls, because next we're going to give away whatever this winner doesn't want. We'll give away the next prize, and then maybe even the next prize. And we'll just have, for the next 10, 13 minutes, we'll have contest after contest after contest with people that can win great Chicken Whisperer gear, maybe even a bag of feed here. In fact, if you'd rather have a 50-pound bag of Sunfresh Recipe Purina Mills chicken feed, then you can choose from that too. So whoever the caller number 6 here, you've got two hats to choose from. You've got a tote bag to choose from, and you may want to choose to have one bag, 50 pounds, of a Purina Sunfresh Recipe. It's a voucher for a free bag in your area. So you just give us a call. 347-637-3237, caller number 6, as the board takes these calls and lights the numbers up. So I want to remind everybody, while we're waiting on the callers, we will be in Nashville, Tennessee, coming up this Saturday on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour. We're heading out after the radio show on Thursday. We will be broadcasting live on Friday from somewhere in Nashville. Right now it's a disclosed location, but we will be making that announcement. So if you're in the Nashville area, you can come out and see us broadcast live on a Thursday. We hope to have that radio show broadcast at a public place. Just wasn't feasible or wasn't doable up in St. Louis, so we're hoping in Nashville we'll be able to do that on Friday. And then, of course, the big event at Columbia Farm Supply in Columbia, Tennessee, just a little southwest of Nashville. And we'll be broadcasting live there from 9 to 10, 10:30 to 12:30, getting started with Backyard Poultry Workshop. There we go, caller number 6. Let me get this down. Do you remember what the password yesterday was, Pat?
Well, I believe I do. If I'm right, it's a chicken part, but I'm not sure how
righty,
time
caller
kind of flows in.
Absolutely. Okay, we've got caller number 6. Let me go ahead and click the right button here to bring them live on the air, if my computer cooperates. There we go. All righty, caller, you are on the air. Caller from area code 608. Caller from area code 608, if you'll tell us your name and where you're calling from in this great land.
Tom, Wisconsin. Seven Seas.
Ah, Seven Seas.
Oh, hey, Tom.
Perfect, no. Perfect. I've got that down. Okay, Tom from Wisconsin, Seven Seas, longtime listener and participant in the chat room. I've got your number here, so I can call you after the show to get your email or your shipping address if you're the correct caller the answer. And what was yesterday's secret password?
I believe it was Waddle.
Ooh,
Pat?
Close. No, not what I remember.
Okay, I thought it was. I thought it was something else too.
But it's in the right area.
Yeah.
Sorry,
and what I'll do
all
is
all kinds of waddle jokes that were going on there, and turning the tie into a waddle. And
oh yeah,
do you waddle when you walk. No, Tom,
I don't think that was quite the right one. I'll probably do a little bit, actually, Pat. I'll probably do a little bit. So I'm pretty sure that Pat and I are right on with what we think it is. I'll listen to the show tomorrow, and if it ends up being something else, then I'll get in touch with you, Seven Seas, and send you something. But I think it was something else, another part of the chicken. So like we always do, what we're going to do is go to the very next caller. You know, y'all know, regular listeners know how we actually do that, is that we'll go to the very next caller after 6. So that would be caller number 7. So give me a second, and because I've got to get this number down so I can contact them if they are the correct there we go. Okay, caller, you are on the air from area code 305, if you'll state your name and where you're calling from.
It's Pablo.
Hey, Pablo, from Homestead.
That's correct, yes.
Perfect.
How you doing, Andy?
Good. I already have your name and address down here for a one bag of Purina Mill Sun Fresh Recipe chicken feed from the other day when you called in. So thank you very much for being an avid and regular listener and being lucky. And well, I guess you're the second luckiest because you weren't caller number 6, but then caller number 7. So if you can tell us yesterday's secret password.
It's comb.
I think it was comb. Is that what you had, Pat?
Yep, that's what I had down was a comb. Very good, Pablo. Congratulations.
Hey,
well, Pablo,
how
you get your choice. Since you were the first caller, you've got your the white Chicken Whisperer cap, Power to the Poultry with our logo, a tote bag, another Sunfresh Recipe Purina hat with Chicken Whisperer across the back, or you can I can add another feed coupon to your already big winning. So what would you like?
Okay, it was you said the hat. What else?
Yep, we've got a white hat with the logo in the front that says Power to the Poultry. We've got a tote bag. We have another hat. It's a Purina hat. It's yellow, and it's got the Purina Sunfresh Recipe logo on the front with the checkerboard logo, and then across the back it says Chicken Whisperer, or another 50-pound bag of feed.
We'll go with the tote bag.
The tote bag. Okay, perfect. Awesome. I will put that down on your list, and we'll try to get that out to you today, tomorrow at the latest. And, Pablo, thank you very much for tuning in, being a regular listener, and, of course, for being very, very lucky and calling in, I guess, twice this week. Maybe it was last week, and winning some great prizes. So there we go. So perfect, Pablo. And but I think it was comb as well. So let me put this down here. Just one second. Tote bag. And that may be going to Pablo's wife. Not that us men wouldn't carry a tote bag around with all of our stuff in it. It's actually pretty cool. So there we go. And I already have his in shipping information, so that's not a problem. So we can go ahead. The tote bag, we'll remove it from the list of available things that are available. And then,
Andy, I have a question. What's Pablo's screen name?
He is, it's normally, I think it's Thy Rooster, I believe, when he's normally on. I think he won on Saturday when we were down in Statesboro because he works during the day. And so he can listen to the show sometimes live, but I think on Saturdays is when Pablo can actually get in the chat room. But I think it's normally Thy Rooster is what he normally uses, I believe.
Did you say so, Thy or Guy? G-U-Y? Or Thy, T-H-Y?
T-H-Y.
Thy Rooster. Oh, that's cool. Okay, well, congratulations, Pablo.
Hey.
That's wonderful.
Now I'm gonna have to take Penny's T-shirts away. She's making fun of me. She says, hey, Pat, Andy doesn't even pay attention to himself half the time. Snort. And so, I guess I can't take – she ordered 2 Chicken Whisperer T-shirts. I guess I'm going to have to put a recall on those and get them back from her.
Oh, no. You don't want to go – No. That's just like the Maryland Senate is trying to do with the law clinic. You know, you're trying to strong arm people to so that you're not criticized for your interests. That's not acceptable.
It's all fun, and you know what? The sad thing is, she's a little light on that because I couldn't quite remember what yesterday's secret password was with everything else that's going on. Book deal, traveling across the country, writing articles, making videos, selling T-shirts, shipping T-shirts. Come on, cut me some slack.
Okay, so that's 2 of us. I did the distance that a chicken can fly, and you didn't remember the password that you had the day before. We're even. Not that I would ever bring that up again, ever.
And my toe hurts, matter of fact. When I was getting ready for the radio show, I stubbed my pinky toe on the suitcase that's in the middle of the bedroom floor because we're trying to, when is our suitcase not full these days? So, and of course, add insult to injury, not only did I stub my pinky toe on this big suitcase, but then when I was bringing the roller radiator heater from the bedroom into the office where we broadcast, I rolled over that same pinky toe with the roller, with the heater that I just stubbed on the suitcase. So it's just been one of those. It's just been one of those.
Andy, any reason is good enough, and any excuse is good enough not to remember something. It's all right. It's really all right.
Hey, let me tell you.
Yeah, so get the violins out.
Exactly.
We're all shedding a tear here for you.
I know. My toe still hurts. I stub it against the
baby
suitcase and roll right over it with the heater on the wheels. Give me a break. So I can take it. So absolutely.
You're super chicken.
reminded me of something, and I was going to talk about it, and now I just can't remember exactly what it was. But
there you go again.
I know. Well, I know what I was going to say. I was going to say, talking about memory, while I was on the Savannah trip, I realized that now I'm getting old, definitely. My 41st birthday is next month, but I'm losing my sight. We were eating at, of course, Cracker Barrel, and I said, "Hey, let me borrow those glasses for a minute." Someone pulled them out to read the menu, and I put them on, and they were just the, not prescription, but the kind you get at Wally World or Walgreens or the drugstore, I guess, just magnify 1.5 times, 1.75, whatever. And I was like, "Wow, so that's what things are supposed to look like."
Hope
and it was
here.
Just a yeah, exactly. I mean, it was like revelation here. I was like, "Oh, I can see." It was amazing because I used to kind of, like getting a splinter out of your thumb or something. I could put my thumb right up to my eyeball, see clear as a bell, and get that sucker out with my pocket knife. But let me tell you, it was like like if I hold, for example, my BlackBerry right in front of my face, right in front of my nose, I cannot see the numbers clearly until it gets about 16 inches away from my face before I actually have a clear view of the numbers on the BlackBerry or the keys. So yeah, that was a rude awakening. Going, okay, does a lot of this stuff start around 40 years of age? Because so yes, I have been in the Publix, in the Walgreens, trying on some reading glasses. I must say, to occasionally wear when I'm using my BlackBerry or reading or doing something of that nature. So yeah, it was kind of a rude awakening. But yeah, it was amazing. I put these glasses on and it was like, literally the sun came out. And I could actually see very clearly the keys on the BlackBerry up closer to my face. It was amazing. So yeah, I'm going to have to, that's one of my things to list before I go to Nashville, is to go out and try to find a decent pair of reading glasses. I probably just need to get my butt into the eye doctor and get checked completely. But for the time being right now, I'll get one of those kind of off the counter reading glasses to help me actually see some things. Maybe if I had those glasses, I'd be able to see what yesterday's password was.
That's very funny. we love you sharing your processes here as you're going. Oh,
it's
dear.
It's
memory
life.
And glasses.
Yeah, I know. It's life.
And you're bald, too, right?
I mean,
and you're bald as well, right?
I shaved my head just so it looks even and complete. Yeah, I've got a little spot kind of up here on the back portion, so I just shaved my head nowadays.
Oh, that's so
and
cute.
I was paying. Can you believe I was paying somebody to shave my head for me at the barber shop? I went out and for $9 got me a wall razor electric thing, and I do it for free. So I mean, I'm paying nobody to shave my head for me. Pete's sake, save that money and buy a Chicken Whisperer gear. Okay, we got 20 seconds left. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is Anitra Kerr, Simplify Your Life with Anitra Kerr, right here at 12 p.m. She's going to be continuing her episode on dehydrating food. Looking forward to that. Thank you, Pat, my co-host, all of our sponsors for sponsoring the radio show, and all of our listeners. You can listen on iTunes and Zoom and podcast.com and all of that great stuff. So about 5 seconds left. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio.